This digital recording comes from the New Energy Times Archive.
The title of the presentation is Low Temperature Nuclear Fusion. She is now telling about the design of the so-called Kaldamasov cell, as they used to call it, which represents a device containing a throttle unit with a hole of 1 to 2 millimeters in diameter and 25 to 30 millimeters length. In the result of intensive cavitation, a cloud consisting of tiny drops of going out of fluid is generated in there. The pressure on the inlet to the cell is not less than 100 atmospheres. The process liquid should be highly purified with specific specific resistance of not less than 10 to the 10th power ohms per centimeter. If this cloud is influenced with electromagnetic wave, electromagnetic charge, if this cloud, as I said, is influenced with an electromagnetic charge, and cloud consisting of millions of tiniest drops, then this wave will penetrate inside those drops and will become its prisoner. It is important to provide that the internal diameter of a drop would be equal to the length of the wave. In this case, as the author considers, the local energy of the wave may gain tremendous magnitude and will exceed the energy of the nuclear fusion. And the gigantic density of the energy will result in appearing a gigantic light pressure. Thanks to this pressure, the nuclei of the liquid get closer than to the distance of 10 to the minus 12 power centimeter, which is actually the distance of nuclear forces. And hence the nuclear fusion reaction takes place with a huge yield of nuclear energy.
Thank you.